for the obvious reasons, it's the right thing to do, it's the moral thing to do, and it's the legal thing to do, to give due process to a Canadian citizen and somebody who was 15 years old who was captured. If you go to our website, United Church of Canada, you will see an action statement, and we're asking people to write letters and faxes and to phone Prime Minister Harper. One of the things I was appalled to learn is that even if the military trial of Omar Khadr acquits him, the government of the U.S. reserves the right to keep him there as an enemy combatant, which is totally unacceptable. So this is not due process. We simply would like the due process to apply to a Canadian citizen and a child at the time, as we would with any other 15-year-old boy in the world. This is what we wish for every 15-year-old boy, to have due process. So we urge you to keep writing and phoning. Well, all of you who are here today are doing this, and I don't have to say more, but again, it's the moral position of our church, the United Church of Canada, to work with others, to ask Prime Minister Harper to immediately bring Omar Khadr home for due process. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Vicky, and don't leave your umbrella behind. You'll need it. Thank you. You can help. All right, our next speaker is Peggy Nash, who is Member of Parliament for Parkdale High Park. She represents the New Democratic Party that has spoken out strongly for the return of Omar Khadr to Canada. So welcome, welcome, Peggy. You want to come on up? Thanks. Hello, everybody. How's everybody on this wet summer Saturday? Wet, stormy, thundery Saturday. Let's hear it for the youth who have spoken out so eloquently in defense of human rights, due process, and the rule of law here today. Let's thank them for their efforts. I'm here representing the New Democratic Party, but I want to say that the issue of democracy, of human rights, and the rule of law is a nonpartisan issue. And we have coordinated all of the opposition to speak with one voice in calling on our federal government to bring Canadian citizen Omar Khadr home to Canada. Surely a basic right that any citizen can ask for from their state is basic defense of human rights and the rule of law, that this is a sovereign right that any Canadian should be able to ask for. That is not the case with Mr. Khadr is an affront to our democracy and is shocking in this day and age. Canada stands alone as the only Western country to have a prisoner remaining in Guantanamo. Yay! And why is that? Why is that? Surely the only explanation is our government is simply kowtowing to the Bush administration in denying Mr. Khadr his rights. Who here remembers the U.S. having a campaign turning French fries into freedom fries? Well, not even the French have prisoners remaining in Guantanamo. Even the French have taken their prisoners out of there. Surely Canada finally should demand that Omar Khadr come home. I want to say to you as strongly as I can that all of the opposition parties, all of the opposition members of Parliament are standing with one voice demanding that Stephen Harper exercise his responsibility as the Prime Minister of Canada and bring Omar Khadr back to Canada to face due process and his democratic rights here at home. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Peggy. Thank you. I want to make mention that we have here with us today members of the Khadr family. Omar's mother, sister, and brother are all here with us today, and we give our solidarity to them in their quest to have their son come home. Our next speaker is Wayne Samuelson. He's president of the Ontario Federation of Labour. He's been a familiar speaker at anti-war activities in this city for many, many years, and we're delighted that he was able to join us today. Wayne.
Thank you very much. I was thinking as I was standing there in the rain that when I think of the incredible challenges this boy faces at that base, this is a little sacrifice for us to make to stand up for those rights.
Yes.
You know, others have talked about what is going on that island. I want to talk about how I feel as a Canadian.
Yes.
I think we should be telling our Prime Minister not to kowtow to George Bush and those Americans. He should stand up for Canadian values, for Canadian historic values, and make sure we bring our citizens home, if for no other reason than to make sure that justice prevails.
Yes.
My friends, sometimes in your life, you have to take a stand. And you have to take a stand on principles. We should send this message out to Canadians across this country who believe we should have independent foreign policy, that we should not be tied to George Bush's policies, and we should be saying to our Prime Minister, if you're not going to bring that boy home, then we're going to send you the hell off out of your office.
Yeah. Harder in, Harper out. Harder in, Harper out.
I want to spend just 2 minutes to acknowledge the people who have organized this rally. And I want to encourage all of us to continue this struggle. This does not end on a rainy day, on a rainy Saturday. This is a struggle that I think Canadians understand, and I think together we will win. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Thank you. Our next speaker is Zafar Bangash, who is a founding member of Muslim Unity. He's well known to all of us in the city of Toronto for his work against the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we are very welcome. We're very pleased to welcome him here today. Thank you, Bangash.
Brothers and sisters and friends, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace to all of you. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming out on this rainy day to join your voices with those of other Canadians to seek fairness and justice for Omar Khadr. We are very glad that Omar Khadr's family is also here today because they need to hear from their fellow Canadians that they do care for Omar Khadr, for the rule of law, and for justice in this country.
Yes, we do!
But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, this issue is not about Omar Khadr alone. This issue is about justice, about fairness, about the kind of society we want over here, and whether every citizen of this country would be given due process.
Yes.
It is very easy to give due process to those people that we like, but a civilized society would make sure that it would provide due process even to those with whose views we disagree. Yes. That is the hallmark of a civilized society.
Yes.
And let me also tell you something, it has already been mentioned, but when Omar Khadr was arrested in Afghanistan on July the 27th, the American officer who goes by the name of Colonel W, the first report that he compiled, he said that the person who threw the grenade that killed Sergeant Spears was killed by an American soldier, and that American soldier also then shot Omar Khadr twice. Now that report was later on altered in February, and that in fact was revealed that that report had been altered, and that Omar Khadr's lawyers in Guantanamo Bay had pointed out that that report had been altered. So they are using fake evidence against Omar Khadr. They are keeping him in that torture chamber in Guantanamo Bay. Prior to that, they tortured him in Bagram Air Base. That is a black hole, and we need that shut down as well. In fact, a number of American congressmen have said that they want to shut down Guantanamo Bay. Even a right-winger like John McCain wants to shut it down. whereas our own Prime Minister says, no, let him stay there and let the process continue. We need to send this message out to Stephen Harper. We want Omar Khadr back here, and if Harper thinks that Guantanamo Bay is such a nice place, we want to send Stephen Harper to Guantanamo Bay. Let him play the music. And if he has nothing to worry about, if he has not broken any law, then he will be released from there in due time. Yes. And he can have all the confidence in the due process in Guantanamo Bay. Yes. So brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, this is not about Omar Khadr alone. It is about us. It is about us as citizens of this country. It is about us as advocates of human rights. And we want to make sure that we develop and ensure that Canada is a society where there is freedom and justice for everybody, not only for the Brenda Martins of this country, but also for Omar Khadr of this country. And that is the message that I want to send to you. So please make sure that we tell Harper, Omar Khadr must be brought home. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Thank you very much. And a round of applause for Zahra Bangash, a very powerful speech. Our next speaker will be Matthew Barron, who is with the Presumption of Innocence Project and the campaign to stop secret trials in Canada. Matthew?
Thank you all for being out here today. I have to wonder if the storm that just blew over was a signal to us, asking us a question, which was, where were we all 5 years ago when Omar needed us so much? And if we had been out here 5 years ago, would he still be in Guantanamo Bay? And I think that's a question we all need to ask ourselves, because as Zafar pointed out, he is not the only one. We have in the Sudan right now Mr. Abdel Razak, who was detained at the request of CSIS, imprisoned, interrogated, and tortured, and abandoned by this nation because the Canadian government did not want to harm relations with the American government and bring a Canadian back to Canada. There is also the case of Bashir Makhtal, who is a Canadian who is being illegally detained and tortured in Ethiopia. Right now, the Canadian government has done very little to help bring him home as well. And we also have to ask ourselves the question, why are so many questions being asked about Omar, who at the time was a 15-year-old kid in Afghanistan? The question that keeps coming up is, why was Omar in Afghanistan? But my question is, why were the American soldiers in Afghanistan illegally? And we know that that's an illegal invasion and an illegal occupation. I'd like to also ask the question, how many of you have ever seen a 500-pound bomb explode? And Mr. Omar Khadr, at the age of 15, was in a building in Afghanistan where F-16 bombers dropped two 500-pound bombs on the facility in which he was residing at that time. And the United Nations, when they defuse 500-pound bombs in Afghanistan, for example, bombs that have not exploded and are sitting in a house, they will take 100 meters of cable. That's how far away they want to be from this 500-pound bomb, and then take it to a safe area for detonation. And these two 500-pound bombs were exploded in the building where Omar Khadr was at that time. The final question I think that has not been asked in this case and that needs to be asked is, the CSIS interrogators, knowing that Omar Khadr would be tortured with 3 weeks of sleep deprivation at Guantanamo Bay before they went down there, why are these CSIS agents not being charged under Canada's criminal code with complicity in aiding and abetting torture of a Canadian citizen? That is a question I think that we need to ask as well. And finally, we look, as Zafar said, Canada's relationship with Guantanamo leaves us alone with the Americans in the Western Hemisphere. There are a series of Uyghurs who are being held at Guantanamo Bay. They were offered to Canada 3 times. They've been cleared by the military commission's process. They've got nothing on them. They are stranded, but Canada has refused to take them into this country. That's something Canada needs to do as well. And finally, there are other Canadians who have been tortured overseas with Canadian complicity. Let us not forget Ahmed El-Mati. Let us not forget Mouyad Nuruddin. Let us not forget Abdullah Al-Malki. A report, a secret report, is currently being compiled on their torture in Ottawa, so we have to watch for that again this fall. So it's great to see so many people out. Let's not wait 5 years for the next Canadian who is detained overseas. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Thank you. Our next speaker is Shanaz Gokul, who's spokesperson for Amnesty International Canada. Hi, is Shanaz here? Okay, here we are. Great. So come on up so people can see you.
Just in time for the sunshine! Woo! Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm here from Amnesty International, and we're really pleased to be able to stand here in solidarity with all of you on the case of Omar Khadr. As you know, or may not know, Amnesty International has brought up the case of Omar Khadr to both successive Canadian governments since his detention in Afghanistan in 2002. Tomorrow, July 27th, 2008, will mark his 6-year anniversary in U.S. custody. In other words, 2,190 days being held by the American government. Yeah. Omar Khadr is one of over 800 detainees that have been held in Guantanamo Bay Prison Detention Center. And the only Western national still there, a Canadian and the youngest prisoner there. The Guantanamo Bay Prison Detention Center circumvents international law, international human rights law, and indeed U.S. domestic law. The politics of fear that has created and justified the egregious regime at Guantanamo Bay has been fueled by the manipulative language that the current U.S. administration has used. Terms such as war on terror, alien unlawful enemy combatant, Military Commissions Act, stress and duress techniques, frequent flyer program, the law of war. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to now list off some terms that might help to illuminate this exploitive language. Child soldier, torture, restorative justice, social rehabilitation, the Geneva Convention, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, violation of international law, and my favorite word of all, Canadian. Woo-hoo! The case of Omar Khadr has become emotionally explosive in Canada, and it's deeply politicized on both sides of the border. However, the facts of this case remain clear. Fact, he was detained by the US authorities when he was only 15 years old. Fact, Omar Khadr is Canadian. Fact, under the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, Omar Khadr should be treated as a child soldier, and the focus should be on social rehabilitation, not on punitive measures. Fact, according to the UN standard on the rules for the Administration for Juvenile Justice, in no case should a minor be placed under the jurisdiction of military courts. Fact, Omar Khadr has been subjected to torture. Fact, the right to a trial with a reasonable time, obviously, that one's not been met. Fact, no existing international tribunal has ever prosecuted a child for war crimes, and that reflects that the recruitment and use of children in armed conflicts in itself is a serious human rights violation. And fact, as early as 2003, the Canadian government was made aware that Omar Khadr was subject to mistreatment and torture in Guantanamo Bay and did not intercede on the behalf of this Canadian. In fact, Omar Khadr cannot receive a fair trial in Guantanamo Bay. Amnesty International calls upon the U.S. government to close the prison in Guantanamo Bay and bring the remaining detainees to American soil where they can be tried in accordance with both U.S. domestic and international law. Amnesty International calls upon the Canadian government to intercede on behalf of Omar Khadr and repatriate him to Canada. If the evidence warrants to try him here in Canada and take into full account his age when he was detained. Young Mr. Cotter is sitting at a crossroads in his life, and he forces us to demand as Canadians how we want to be treated as Canadians in international law, how we want to treat each other, and how our Canadian government has to intercede for the human rights of Canadians both at home and abroad. Amnesty International is often asked about the results of our work. We're the people that we write letters and we sign petitions and we forward them on. And I'm pleased to report that one of his current lawyers, Bill Keebler, has reported to Amnesty International that, you know, Omer Khadr, his spirits have been lifted knowing that there are Canadians, ordinary people just like you and me, groups like Amnesty International, others, that are actively working on his behalf to have him free. So I commend you all for being here. Thank you so much, and please continue the fight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Our next speaker is Stuart True, who is the Ontario Quebec organizer for the Council of Canadians. Stuart.
Hello, everyone. I'm here to speak on behalf of the 70,000 Council of Canadian members across this country who demand justice for Omer Khadr. And when we say justice, obviously we mean that he's got to be brought back home, because he's not going to get justice at Guantanamo Bay. As you've heard today from all the speakers, actually, it's fairly obvious that he can't get justice at Guantanamo Bay. This place should be shut down immediately, and we also know that in October, if we don't bring him back home right now, he's going to undergo what we can all say is a kangaroo court, a show trial process that's designed to actually produce convictions and not to produce justice. So we demand that he be brought home right away. Now, we all know this. Most of the world knows this, too. But for some reason, our Prime Minister refuses to do anything. He seems to think that Khadr is going to get a fair trial at Guantanamo Bay. Now, why would he think this? He probably thinks this because there's something above human rights in his mind. There's something above international law. There's something above even the most basic legal rights that we have, the right to a fair trial and the right not to be arbitrarily detained, neither of which has been granted Khadr. Now, what can we say is, what is above this for Harper, the Harper government, and for previous Liberal governments too? It has been this desire to make sure that under no circumstances do they upset George Bush and the United States government. This is the only explanation in our mind, and it doesn't end or begin with Khadr. From what we can see in their relationships and the security integration that they've been undergoing with the United States through things like the Smart Border Declaration in 2001, through things like the Security and Prosperity Partnership in 2005, we see an integration of security, surveillance, border systems that takes any independence away from the Canadian government and puts it firmly in Washington's hands. We see them setting the terms for who is considered a risky person, who's denied access, who's denied mobility rights, who's detained, deported, and tortured overseas. This is just the beginning, and that's why at the Council of Canadians, not only are we demanding that Omer Khadr be brought home immediately, that they shut down Guantanamo Bay, but the security integration undergoing through the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the no-fly lists, the enhanced driver's licenses, everything they're doing to basically remove their duty to do solid police work, facts-based police work that treats everyone as innocent until proven guilty, and instead relies on racial profiling, treats, you know, rights for whites and nothing for anybody else. This has got to end, and it can only end when we start behaving like an independent nation and we start standing up to these abusive and ridiculous policies, which is why we demand that Harper bring Khadr home right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think, as you noticed, we've had a very broad base of speakers. Council of Canadians, Amnesty International, the Ontario Federation of Labour, the New Democratic Party, and recognizing that all of the opposition parties and a whole range of other organizations that weren't able to speak here today. So it's clear that the movement and the momentum is building in this country to have Omer Khadr brought home, and we have to continue the pressure on the Prime Minister and the Conservative government in Ottawa to do all that they can to move on this question as quickly as possible. They're choosing not to do it. They don't want to do it. But my friends, we have the balance of power. We have the support of so many organizations and people across this country. So we have to keep building that support. Now, I want to now introduce Khaled Muammar, who is the president of the Canadian Arab Federation. Please give him a warm welcome.
Thank you. I want first to extend our support to the family of Omar Khadr who are here, his grandmother, his mother, his brother, and his sister. We can only imagine how much they have suffered over the last 6 years for being separated from their relative. Our government has been complicit in the incarceration and torture of Canadian citizens since 2001. Justifying the protection of the national security of the United States, Canadian governments have engaged in accepting the racial profiling and the mistreatment of Canadian citizens. It started with Maher Arar, and it has continued, and it still continues now with Omar Khadr. Recently, Harper made an apology, but it's clear now that his apology means nothing. He was forced by the courts to apologize and to compensate Maher Arar, but he continues to take his orders from the Bush administration. And this is the unfortunate thing. Our intelligence and security agencies report to the Bush administration and they implement policies and practices in Canada and overseas based on the instructions they receive from the Bush administration. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is really a shame. If you look at, as was mentioned earlier, there is Abu Sufyan Abdul Razak, who is a Canadian citizen, who has been jailed and tortured in Sudan at the instruction of Canadian intelligence agencies. And after his release, he is refused to come back to Canada because the United States has him on a no-fly list. Our government will not do anything to save a Canadian citizen and bring him back to his family here because he is on a U.S. no-fly list. The same thing is happening to Bashir Makhtal, which was referred to earlier, because he is jailed in Ethiopia, who is an ally of the United States, who was invited and encouraged by the United States to occupy Somalia. This person is not treated fairly by our embassies in Ethiopia, and they have not tried to help him to get out of prison. This is where we have now. We have a country led by government that has no respect for rule of law, no respect for Canadian citizenship. Shame on Harper. Shame on Harper for condoning the incarceration and torture of a Canadian child. Shame on Harper for violating all the international treaties and conventions that Canada has signed, including the UN Convention on the Protection of Child Soldiers. Child soldiers are protected. In Sierra Leone, 20,000 child soldiers were not prosecuted because there is a convention that says they are not responsible for their actions and they should be helped and rehabilitated. And Canada was a major signatory of that convention, and now we have turned our back on that. Shame on Harper. Shame on Harper for undermining the individual basic human rights of Canadian citizens. And shame on Harper for giving away Canadian sovereignty to the Bush administration. Bring Omar Khadr back to his family now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Our next speaker will be Fadouma Mohammed, who is from the Somali Canadian diaspora. She's making her way to the stage. And Ali Omer, who goes under the stage name of Muhammad Ali, will be providing entertainment after Fadouma speaks. Fadouma, do you need a... hand up here.
Here we go.
Hi, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And I thank you on behalf of, you know, everybody here who is here for social justice. You know, the suffering that the family of Umar Qadr is going is the suffering that many other Muslim families are going worldwide today, whether in Afghanistan or Iraq or in Somalia. And that's caused by the Bush administration, who does not have any respect for any human rights, no respect for anything than their own respect, that nobody can understand that a human being can act that cruel and wild and kill innocent children, women and seniors for no reason than for their own oil and their profit making machinery. So I also, on behalf of the Somali community, who is also tremendously suffering since 2006, over 10,000 Somalis get killed, over 7,000 are injured, and 1.5 million are displaced, and there are no word from our country here in Canada to help those people and to say no to the injustice that is committed by the Bush administration here. So we cannot tolerate any anymore. An injustice to one is an injustice to all. So we have to keep this organizing, and we have to mobilize many more thousand people and demand that Umar Qadr should be reunited with his family. And I stand here as a mother too, and can feel the pain this mother is going through, and it's inacceptable, and we should not rest our case. I think it's easier to take and harbor from the government if we all unite, unless he brings and Umar Qadr home and gives justice to every Canadian. And I think the Canadians, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, whether white, black or yellow, we should get the same justice. So we feel, as Muslims, we feel that we are treated differently. And I think this is in the form of Islamophobia that has been spread by the media in the world. So that, you know, it's very easy to get a Muslim suspect because he can be a suspected terrorist. That's not fair, and that's not unacceptable, and that's not acceptable, and we need to do actions. And with this is, I think, we should continue this one and join our forces, and, you know, either bring Umar home or get Halbur out of his government. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for doing much of those words. Ali Amir, would you make your way to the stage? Oh, there you are. Wonderful. All right. Take it away.
What's going on, y'all? So what's going on?